Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the NFL, probably from yesterday, was once again a team losing, or eventually what always happens, a team losing a star quarterback or a star player that has a massive impact in the league. I want to start by saying, I prefer when these players are healthy, and I think it makes the NFL more fun when guys like Joe Burrow are available to play. But Adam Schefter and pretty much everyone else, Ian Rappaport, all reporting the most likely scenario, although he's getting a second opinion, is that Joe Burrow is going to need turf toe surgery that is going to keep him out for a minimum of 3 months, which means he is likely done for the entire season. There'd be a small chance that if they were in the AFC title game, Joe Burrow would come back. So for the first time, Cincinnati actually found a way to start fast. They're 2-0. They actually found a way to win some games early, and now no more Joe Burrow, likely for the rest of the season. Look, this has a massive impact in the league.
Oh, all the way from, you know, just their AFC North competition, what you think the Ravens or the Steelers potentially are going to do, or the Bengals, to obviously seeding in the AFC. Plus, you just there's a trickle-down effect of what NFC games that they have coming up down the road as well. It's a massive, massive blow anytime any team loses a quarterback, let alone a top-five quarterback. Now, Browning has plenty of experience. We saw him a couple years ago when Burrow also missed time.
Pretty rocky yesterday, but they got the win.
Go out there and play well. Now, he did throw 3 interceptions, but he was, you know, how many reps did he get during game week for that one? None, right? Basically. So they'll have a full week to get him up to speed. They still have unbelievable weapons on offense, but we just got done talking about margin of error. Well, now your defense, which in Cincinnati has been better than it was last year for 2 weeks, you need them to keep that up, because you cannot count on Joe Burrow to bail you out. He's not going to be around.
No.
And so it's a huge, huge loss for them. You know, we do have a show bet. Fortunately for Drew, there is 2 wins in the can.
He's 2-0.
He's got 2 wins in the bank already,
right?
Because otherwise, if it was 1-1 or 0-2, I think you would be very nervous about our Hooters bet. And that's something that now is very much in play.
Look, the reality is, without, like, we all agree that Joe Burrow is a top four quarterback in the NFL. Let's not get into the order. It's not important for this purpose, because we know he's 2, 3, or 4 in most of our eyes. The biggest problem is very simple. Joe Burrow has all the talent in the world. He has an incredibly talented offense. He is injury prone in the worst way, worse than Christian McCaffrey, worse than people we talk about being injury prone. He's injury prone because he has now missed pretty much 3 full seasons with 3 different injuries. The wrist, the toe, and it was the Achilles, right, for him the previous time? Or was it the ACL? Which one was it?
Wrist ligament in 2023. He had the ACL, PCL, ACL. MCL 2020.
His whole knee ripped apart in 2020.
Knee, wrist, and toe. He's a magnet for it. He is a magnet
for
season.
They're all ligament injuries, too. It's not broken anything. It's ligament.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just like he's medically predisposed to having that issue or because of like anyone else. If you get hurt before, you rely on other parts of your body and you don't realize you're relying on other parts of your body, and it makes you more susceptible to injury, Drew. But the problem is just he's injury prone.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the problem. Of course. Yeah. I think now that this introduces officially the injury prone tag, and, you know, you can say it's fair or foul. It makes sense why people are saying that he's injury prone. It obviously sucks and it's a bummer, but by no stretch of the imagination do they need to throw in the towel.
I don't think anybody's saying that. No.
Oh, a lot of the sentiment from the fan base is the season's over with and it's done, which I think is just an embarrassing stance to have as a fan when they started 2-0. And
should they try? Would you be open? Like, we've seen Browning play well in the past. Would you want them to try to trade for Kirk Cousins or Jameis Winston or somebody like that?
I think depending on how the next couple games go, I think Kirk Cousins is the only one I think is one that I would want to entertain as a fan. Jameis is a great dude and everything. Jake Browning is the same type. They're not getting anything better than Jake Browning with him. Kirk Cousins, I'd be willing to listen to, but I think they should just wait to see how things play out with the Vikings game and then, you know, the rest of the NFC North, who they seemingly play in the next 3 weeks.
They should feel desperate, though. They should feel desperate because this is a team that hasn't made the playoffs. If they miss it again this year, and they're 2-0, so they got a better chance to make it, but they don't have their starting quarterback, it'll be 3 consecutive years this team without going to the playoffs and a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. Now, so, I get part of 2 of those seasons would be that Joe Burrow didn't play, but like, You should be feeling some heat having paid Ja'Marr Chase, having paid T. Higgins, having only 1 year left of Trey Hendrickson. You should give yourself any chance of Joe Burrow coming back in an AFC title.
Joe Goodberry did some numbers. He's a guy that covers the Bengals and everything. Jake's career stats. Completion percentage-wise, he's 4 percentage points higher than league average. Average yards per attempt, he's higher than league average. Touchdown percentage and interception percentage, both higher than league average. Passer rating is better than league average. So they have the best backup quarterback in the NFL, which is a very convenient thing to have when you have an injury-prone quarterback. It fits.
That's what he is.
Plus, he has the chemistry there where, you know, with T and Ja'Marr, where it feels like he's the best option for them moving forward. Now, if you look at history, without Joe Burrow, they average 6 points less per game, the Bengals offense does. So obviously, it's a significant hit. Like, let's not act like Jake Browning is the same quarterback as Joe Burrow. But to your point, Gold, earlier, they're going to need the defense to continue creating turnovers. That's one of the things that they've done very well over the last couple of weeks.
17 games missed to this point in his career, and now he's going to miss at least, 14?
Yeah.
At least another add 14 onto that.
Just brutal.
So we'll keep an eye on it. I haven't looked at their playoff percentage and stuff like that. I think we'll have a better picture on that over the next 3 weeks, depending on how they look as an offense.
I don't think
making
any decisions on those
early. But it is huge that they have two in the bank, though. Like, that is a much different scenario than where they have been in September. If they were 1-1 or 0-2, it's a completely different conversation. You get two there, can you find a way to get eight more wins? Basically,
can you be .500?
Yeah.
The rest, in a lot of ways.
I don't know if 9-8 gets you a wild card.
I meant .500 the rest of the way.
The rest of the way. Gotcha.
You got the two in the bank. Can you just,
I mean, if they get to 10-7, they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you just find a way to stabilize the rest of the way? It just depends. It's always easy to point out backup quarterback stacks when they've made 7 career starts, and you're like, oh, they're better than all those things. 7 starts
is
a nice thing
to
have.
Judge.
The second the rest of the NFL plans for your ass every week for an entire NFL season, the job gets harder in a
Their hurry. Schedule gets a little more tricky, too, moving forward. But we'll see.
I'll give
Drew credit. He did not once mention this morning trying to say, hey, you know, the bet we made. No, he's not trying to.
No, I'm full
the
on.
The bet
still
is
in it,
injuries.
The,
we're
the
always
bet
part
the
of
bet.
The bet is the bet. So he did not try to skirt out of that already or anything like that.
If anything, we would probably take the out because you'd be like, well, they're 2-0 and I don't have to risk it. Sure, sounds good to me. I'd be just as quick to take the out as Drew at this point. But the bet's the bet.
It is.
We'll stick with it, but it's just also I don't know. I kind of hate when quarterbacks like this go down in the NFL because it doesn't offer a true test of what we're.
This is why I don't want guys getting suspended after already being ejected for a game. I want the best players playing.
No, that's different. Mm-hmm. This is. I knew that would get Cody. I was just glad to hear somebody else on my side. Dana was very much on my side.
He was. Yeah.
I like to have people in my corner occasionally.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.